Jason Dyke.
And now Jose Contreras.
And today on Spot 127, we're going to talk about what students should know before they graduate from high school. According to the U.S. Department of Education, Arizona has a 75.7% graduation rate for public schools in 2014. And according to a study released by the Arizona Board of Regents, only 46.5% of graduates were eligible for college admission in 2014. So of those who didn't even go into post-secondary education, how would they be able to contribute to the world? By my co-host Jose Contreras and my two guests Bianca Valenzuela and Karen Cuevas.
How are you guys doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good. Let's get straight into our questions. What is the most useless thing you've learned in school so far?
Some electives like art, music, and PE.
How do you think school can improve their classes?
I think they can improve their classes by replacing classes that we don't really need for new ones.
And what do you mean by that?
What classes don't we need, in your opinion?
Well, like some electives, we really don't need them because they don't help us with the outside world.
Should we implement programs that help us prepare for the future?
Yes, we should. We can get classes that help us pay taxes, classes, manage a budget.
What is one thing you would like to be educated about?
On how to like pay your taxes correctly or do them.
How is the past different from the present, and how schools teach their students?
The past is different from the future because back then they wouldn't use computers. We didn't have computers or anything. And now that's pretty much all we use to help us.
Who is supposed to teach us if our schools won't?
Ourselves.
And what are ways we can teach ourselves?
We can always ask for help.
From who?
From people who know what they're doing. And, like, we have the internet, too.
What are classes we can replace to implement the new classes?
We can replace some electives.
And, for example, what would you say?
Like, music. Like, I don't think that's necessary for us to learn because I don't think that helps us on how we're going to, live our life.
But what about kids who like music and want to be in a class for music? What do you think about, like, where they should go?
Me, I really like playing guitar. Guitar is pretty fun. And I would not want any music or anything, any program like that to go out. But in my opinion, it's really up to the counselors where they can see what classes really fit their students. And I think it's more of a counselor's job than really like the whole school. What do you guys think?
But it's also on the student on how like what classes they would like to take too.
I agree with Bianca.
How did students succeed in life in the past, and how can students succeed now?
Back then, people would show them what they would have to do, and they would have to follow certain rules and stuff like that. And we have, I think we can succeed more in life because we have more resources available to us, like the internet and electronics and phones and stuff like that.
So when we want to succeed now, what are some maybe professions that are available now that weren't available in the past?
I think what he meant to say is like, what are jobs that we can apply for now that we couldn't apply for later?
In the past.
Yeah.
So like maybe a person who makes computers, like an engineer for computers. What are other jobs that you would think about when we talk about that? What do you think, Jose?
Right now, probably the gaming business is like a big thing, or like the graphics on a movie. So, I mean, that's my opinion.
In the way our school system is set up, what do you think our curriculum can be changed to help us? What do you think our what we're being taught can be changed to instead of maybe like the sciences we learned or the mathematics? What do you think, what's better for us to learn?
I think it's better for them to like show us what to do in the outside world instead of showing us what has happened or like things we really don't need.
What's certain classes that you like would replace for these classes of taxes and outside world stuff? What are the classes you would replace?
Electives.
What kind of electives?
Like art, PE, weight training, stuff like that.
Do you believe those classes are like over, or they're kind of aged and people don't really care about them anymore, or are they just things that aren't really important to you?
I just think they're not really that important because, I mean, not a lot of people care about their, how they look anymore. Like, they don't try to work out and stuff like that, especially in school.
Adrian?
Well, I mean, the way we got to teach kids that they got to be healthy at a younger age, because if you're not healthy at a young age, you got to be healthier at an older age. But besides that, I want to get into the statistic that only 46.5% of graduates from high school were eligible for college admission. What do you think would happen with those people who didn't graduate? What do you think their lives would be like right now?
I think their lives are like difficult and stuff because they weren't able to get into a college and stuff like that, so they weren't able to graduate, and they aren't able to have a better job and stuff like that.
Also, on this, on the statistic, what do you think they would be able to contribute, considering that they can't get higher level jobs?
Working more hours.
So you're thinking about like maybe jobs that don't require too much, like maybe like working at a desk or something?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What's up, Jose? You're giving me this face.
That didn't make any sense. Because you were like, what jobs could they do if they don't have a degree? Like, what other jobs can they do to help out the world? And then you just said working at a desk.
Well, yeah. I mean, some jobs at a desk don't require anything but pushing a few buttons in a certain order, or maybe taking a few calls or something.
I would have said, like, construction, because there's always construction needed. And, like, I don't really think you need much of an education to get into that, especially for here in the bottom of America.
Yeah, okay. So, if you were head of a administration in school, what would be your main concern right now if the students were getting electives done or if they were even graduating?
Wait, can you repeat it?
So if you were a part of the board of education in this state, what would you be more concerned about? If students were liking their electives or if students were even graduating?
I would be more concerned about how, if students are even graduating.
Can you care to explain on that?
Well, it's because the electives don't really matter on how your life is going to be in the future. Like, I think it's better to see if they graduate, to see if they get a better chance of getting into a college and stuff.
And so there's these classes that people used to have, like woodshop, home ec, and I mean, they kind of have culinary in some places, but culinary and all that. You think it'd be better to bring some of those classes back?
Yeah, because it shows them how to do things that most classes don't show us how to do.
So you'd like to replace those electives with these electives, the older yeah. electives? How did students succeed in life in the past, and how can students succeed now?
They can.
I'd like to weigh on this. They can. Like in the past, since we had all those classes like home ec and culinary and all that, you could be a hardworking man, and it didn't matter your education. It was about hard work and muscle. But now in the future, it's really about the brain power you have, because if you can't like really help the technology of the world, you can't help the way people can live their lives a lot better, a lot easier, a lot simpler. It's kind of like your job isn't that super important. I mean, it is important, like if you're a construction worker and anything, because you're really building. But if you're making these inventions, it's a lot greater than what happened in the past.
Yeah, I think I agree with you, because before we would have like people come over, you know, we had to pay guys or women or, you know, just somebody to come over and kind of fix the sink or do something that you couldn't do.
It was also because back then there wasn't, the city and stuff weren't, it wasn't as big as it is now. The schools weren't as
advanced.
Yeah, as they are today.
Yeah, and now like we could have like robots do that instead of, or not robots, but like machines that could do that for us instead of having some guy come over.
Thank you for joining us today. I would like to thank my guests, Bianca Valenzuela and Karen Cuevas, for being here. For Spot 127, I'm Adrian Dyke.
And I'm Jose Contreras.
And and we'll see you next time.